It is that time of the week where we talk to Wayne. Wayne's 4x2. Now, if you've just tuned in to the 4x2, let me give you a little bit of a refresh of what it is. Now, if you need a movie hit, if you need some new streaming material, if you need a new go-to series, or if you want to try and find a new band, Wayne is your man. Each week, when Wayne's available, he gives us 4 reviews of 2 minutes each. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, Willie. How are you going?
I'm good. Hey, I have to tell you, I started watching Shrill, your recommendation from last week,
It's
fabulous.
That's good to hear. Yeah, we love it. Yeah, I think it's definitely a great show, and hopefully getting a few more fans. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah. Now, look, let's get into it for the week. 4x2, what's your first one for us?
My first one is a record that I'm really loving at the moment. It's called I Was Born Swimming by Squirrel Flower. Now, Squirrel Flower is the name of a Massachusetts singer called Ella O'Connor Williams, and this is the debut album, and I'm really, really loving it. You see a lot of artists, especially female artists at the moment, recording under a different name, like Waxahachie, Soccer Mummy, Snail Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, they've sort of, I guess, give them a nom de plume, give them something for people to think about it. I guess Squirrel Flower has a mysterious name, but like all those artists, you know, this features a really, really strong resonant voice, and it's just a really wonderful album. Most of the songs are played on either acoustic or electric guitar. She has a really, as I said, a very strong voice. The music's quite warm, quite ethereal, and I really love it. And the other interesting thing is that most of the album was tracked live with barely any overdub, so it has a really raw, authentic feel to it. So this is a debut album. I'm really loving it.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Number two.
Number two is a movie that I can't recommend highly enough. I think it's only a great film, but it's very important. It's called For Summer. It's a documentary about the Syrian crisis, which I guess is still going on, but I guess, you know, it just shines a light on how tragic the whole events are. It's about a woman called Waad al-Kateb, who was at university in Aleppo, and she was there when the rebels started rising up against the Assad regime. And before she knew it, like, the whole city was being rained on with strikes from the regime, and basically the whole city just torn apart. And during that time, she not only got married, but had a little daughter called Sama. So this film is basically a letter to Sama saying, you know, I guess this is what you grew up in. And she's torn between, like, trying to stay and help the people there or trying to leave. It's quite a heartbreaking documentary, but I just think it's so essential for people to remember that, you know, this is still an ongoing situation. And it's there was nominated for an Academy Award for documentary. It didn't win, but it did was nominated. And I think this is just a really, really important film.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds, that sounds really moving, I would say. Very, very emotive watching.
It definitely is. Like, it's not just a documentary about, I guess, you know, this is what's happening. There's a tragic event. There's people dying. It's a horrible government it's doing to their people. But it's so personal because she's filming it mainly on a handheld and talking to her daughter, and her husband's a doctor. And it's just heartbreaking. But I just think, you know, it's tough viewing, but I just think, you know, something like this is just very, very important.
Yeah.
I guess for gives you a totally different perspective in the world and how the plight of refugees. So I just think it's very important.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Number three.
Number three is a TV show I really love called Unbelievable. Now, this came out late last year on Netflix, but I'm only just catching up on it. But I just think it's too good a show not to talk about. Again, this is probably quite heavy going. It's based on true events of rape cases in Colorado and Washington about 10 years ago.
Oh, my husband and I started watching this. Okay, yeah, go.
Yeah, no, well, we've just finished watching it, and I think it's just amazing. Eight episodes. It's a limited series. It'll just be the one series. As I said, based on these true events in Washington, Colorado, it's very hard hitting, but I think it's just, again, important to watch. And I think the thing that sets it apart is it not only shows you the police procedure and how they, you know, uncovered all these events, But I think it also shows a lot of the survivors. So it gives you that perspective rather than just being A to B on, you know, police procedure. I think it's important that it shows that as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it so effective.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And then final spot for the week, what have you got for us?
The final spot is another film to finish on. This is a wild and strange film called The Lighthouse, I saw last week. It's probably something that's not going to appeal to everyone, but I think if you're going into something that's a bit different than your average fare, then The Lighthouse would do it. It's about two men working as lighthouse keepers on a 19th century small island off the New England coast. And basically, they're there for 4 weeks, but then a massive storm sets in. So they're kind of stranded there. And two men of very strong personalities start going a bit crazy, start acting in on each other.
Oh, wow.
And it's a bit of an adventure. It's basically just two actors. So it reads a bit more like a play. And they're two great actors, Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, one younger, one older. It's sort of got a little bit horror, it's a bit dark comedy, it's a bit of everything, but it's basically, I guess, you know, being together in close quarters. They start drinking a lot, so it gets a bit wild and crazy, and it's also shot in beautiful black and white. It was actually nominated for a cinematography at the Oscars, and it's I wouldn't say it's easy viewing, it's certainly strange viewing, but I think if you just want a bit of something different, The Lighthouse certainly fits that bill.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, oh my God, we've had a very interesting week this week. So we've got I Was Born Swimming by Squirrel Flower, a new album.
Yes, great album, yeah.
Documentary for Sama.
Yes, For Sama, SAMA. Heartbreaking, but I think essential.
Yeah. TV show, Unbelievable, on Netflix. Yes. Eight episodes in the series.
Yes. Yeah, and I forgot to mention Toni Collette is in it, and Merritt Weaver, so you know, really strong acting in that one. Yeah.
And then the film, The Lighthouse, which sounds almost a bit art house in itself.
It's definitely art house, and it's definitely, I guess you could say, bizarre, but also quite bewildering, and really, really loved it, but not for everyone, I'd just say.
Yeah. Awesome. Wayne, as always, thank you so much. Great to have your 4x2 pop culture reviews. You have a fabulous week, and we'll catch you next Thursday.
You too, Willie. Thanks a lot. See
Bye.
You later. Bye.